That was so weird. We wanted to try something new.
Was it good?
Since I've literally melted my brain through only watching TikToks and having no other interactions, life, or experiences outside of that, sometimes when I'm watching TV, I'm like, where's the comment section? Because I'll see something and I literally
You want
will
to know what
think,
other people think about
what's
it?
the com where are the comments?
Wait, that's
I know.
crazy.
I'll be laying in bed at night, trying to watch some TV to wind down, and I'm like, ha ha ha, where are the comments? I bet the comment section's going crazy right now. You know how there's those TikToks that it's like a stand-up comedian, then someone like cutting soap next to it? Or it'll be like five different jokes
Yes,
like
I
next to
love
each
that.
other. I'm like, that is what my attention span is
Or
now.
when it's like playing, like, you know those, you how you can essentially watch like full movies on TikTok, but it'll be like someone creating like a crock pot dinner on the right side, but it's just in like 17 parts and it's an entire movie. Like, I
Literally,
like that.
yes.
I like
And you know
that.
what I'll say about that? I think that people who have an issue with that are ableist. You know
Sure, yeah.
what I mean? My neurodivergent fucking brain loves that I get to take a little break and go over and see someone tie-dyeing their wedding dress. You know
But like putting like a block of cream cheese inside like
Inside like a
a
cast iron
oven.
skillet.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I want to see.
And on the other side, it's like a very, very serious film
It's like
about like
Jessica
divorce.
Biel in a movie I've never seen or heard about. And then I'm like, why haven't, like, Jessica Biel's pretty famous. Why have I never heard of this movie?
I get those TikToks a lot that it's like it's someone explaining the plot of the movie,
Yeah.
but to me it's pretty apparent that either English isn't a first language or it's literally just put through Google
Yes, because the
Translate.
voice is like da 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 da.
It'll be
Wait,
like,
have
the man
you?
goes over and
Yeah.
he looks outside
Wait,
very forlorn.
it's the woman on the shelf?
What is that?
I never watch
It's
it
like
in
the man is
full.
not happy because the wife is unhappy.
Yeah.
Therefore,
Yeah.
she sits on the shelf day and night.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? You guys
He's like, he
comment
brings her
on
gifts, he brings her flowers. Still, the wife does not smile. What is that?
fucking movie?
Interesting, interesting.
Anyways, hi.
Hi.
You got back to New York on a plane yesterday.
Late last night, I got home at like 1:30 a.m.
Wild.
Yeah.
And where were you?
I was visiting in far
Your
away.
long
My
distance
long distance situationship.
Your long distance lesbian situationship.
Classic, classico. Yeah, I was there for like 4.5 days. It was amazing. It was literally like I, at the end of trips, always am like dying to go home because I'm such a homebody. And I was like, I could stay another 3 weeks. Like, I love her life. I love her life. I love her friends. I met her friends. I met her family.
Wow, second date meeting the
Yeah,
family.
well, I didn't meet I met like her cousins who are like
Okay.
also her friends. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
You're so schmitten.
schmitten,
Schmitten.
smitten,
Sure.
but schmitten. I like schmitten.
Yeah.
I am. I'm literally obsessed. I just had the best time. I loved her friends, which is such a green flag because like the
No,
past.
literally, think about everyone else you've ever dated.
Literally, the past couple people I've dated have either had no friends or
The scariest
bitches
friend
for friends.
group
The
in the
scariest friend group
entire
in
world.
literally in the whole world.
Oh
They're like, oh my God. Yeah. So
yeah, green fucking
huge
flag.
green flag that I really like her friends. Her friends really liked me. Like I had like meals with her friends. You know what I mean? Like, and
Yeah.
then like on my final night there, we literally went out with a group of like 10 of us. All of her close friends and her cousins, and like everyone came up to me and was like, "We've heard so much about you. Like, we can't believe we're finally getting to meet you." Like, it was just so nice. It was so sweet. And like, oh my God, we just had such a good time. We did so many funny, silly things. Like, it was. And the area was so beautiful. She lives like in the
Yeah,
mountains.
I was seeing the pics. I was like, what?
Yeah, she literally lives like in the mountains.
Are you gonna become a camping gay? Or like a
She's
hike
not a
gay?
camping gay, she's a rock climbing gay.
Okay, that's
Which
hard.
is really, I like no, that will not be me. We took this hike in the mountains, and then, it was like a 40-minute drive up into the top of the mountain, and then we hiked. And then
Wow.
on the way down, the sun started to set, And we pulled over the car onto, like, literally just the side of the road. And had sex in the car as the sun was setting in the mountains.
Oh!
It was crazy.
My God.
It was really beautiful.
Did you cry?
Like, not that time. But yeah, I cried every day.
Really?
Yeah, I was just crying. Because I was so happy. Like, I wasn't sad crying.
Right.
The last day was sad crying. We were, like, both literally weeping.
Damn.
But yeah, we just had the best time. We went to a strip club.
Oh my God.
With all of her cousins, which was something.
What a choice.
I never thought I would do and probably won't do again. But
I'm so mad because I've literally been trying to get you to come to a strip club with me.
I know, and I always say no because it's like, I really didn't think it would be my thing, and I was right. It's
okay,
not my thing.
Yeah. Something I love about LD is that she will be helping me sign up for a credit card later.
Literally after this, we record this podcast.
Yeah. So my present exciting news is we are filming my short film, I'm So Sorry Baby, in 4 days.
Woo!
But yeah, the short film is happening. You're a producer on it. This week's about to be nutso.
Literally,
and then we're
insane.
Just doing it.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna, like, have viewings of it.
Yeah.
Like, I was just thinking, like, think about how cute it's gonna be, like, top of summer. Like, just getting a big screen and having, like, a queer movie theater, you know?
It's gonna be so good.
Yeah! And I'm really excited.
Yes. So, it's still not too late to donate.
It is not too late to donate. In fact, it's never too late to donate because we still have to pay for a lot of post-production needs.
Yeah.
That I'm not even thinking about yet.
No.
It's just at Friday Anderson. Help me!
On Venmo.
Help me!
Which brings me to the topic.
Oh, yeah. What is today's topic?
Well, now I feel like it's a bad one.
No. What is it?
The topic that I was just going to go was with the word change.
No, I like that.
You
change.
Like that?
Change.
Yeah.
Change. I am bad with change.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Change freaks me out. I panic. I get mean pretty easily.
Sure, yeah.
Like, if someone's like, I'm coming over at 5, and then they're like, I'm so sorry,
oh.
Like, it's actually going to be more like 8 p.m., I'm like, no problem.
No, I'm the same way.
Sounds good. Even if it has, like, no effect on me, if,
right.
like, that's perfectly fine, just the idea of changing freaks me out.
Do you think you have a harder time with day-to-day smaller changes like that, or, like, sort of, like, big life shifts? Like, what's your biggest change you think you've had in the past, like, 5 years?
Definitely my transgenderism.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Definitely the fact that I have adopted the transsexual lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was hard, for sure. But I did it so gradually.
That's the thing. Like, I was kind of thinking about, like, the big life shifts that you can look back on in the past couple of years where you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not even the same person I was like a year ago, but they're so, such small shifts day to day.
Yeah.
That sometimes I feel like the smaller changes that happen over the course of 24 hours can be more stressful because at least they're more like, you can notice them more.
Yes, real. Because yeah, I like eased into kind of my new vibe.
Yeah.
Really took my time with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the point where it was that one time that we did shrooms,
mm-hmm.
that you, like, started crying because you were like, oh my God, I can see how you're different now.
Yeah.
Like, you're so yourself.
In a good way, yeah.
In a good way,
yeah.
In a great way. But, like, it only occurred to you because you were on drugs.
Yes.
You know, like, I feel like even you with your, like, most recent identity shift realization moment, honestly, it happened pretty fast. Like, you went from literally taking cock.
Yeah, every day.
Every second you could, to you moved in with a woman who wouldn't commit to you.
Yes.
You moved in with a woman who said, I won't be your girlfriend.
Literally in
a
month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you lived together. You lived with her.
Mm-hmm.
And you immediately were a lesbian. Like, you didn't even do the bi stepping stuff.
I didn't. I literally.
And I'm bi, so I can say that.
Of course, yeah. And I can say that.
I'm a forever bi.
Forever
bi.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was never bi.
You were never
Would
bi.
Never do that.
No, you literally got one clitoris in your mouth and you were like, never again.
Yeah, that's real. Yeah, I guess that's probably my biggest change in the past 5 years, but it literally doesn't even feel like it. Like, okay, yeah, that was a big change for me, but, like, I guess maybe it just felt so right that I didn't...
It felt like you were already being a lesbian.
Yeah.
Even though you had had absolutely maybe 1 to 2 gay experiences.
0!
Well, you kissed a girl or two, and you also used to pray as a child and weep to God asking him to make sure you weren't gay.
Right.
That's so a pretty real. Gay experience. That's so real. Yeah.
That's true. And I'm just so, like, my personality is so lesbian.
Yeah, you were always a lesbian because you would have sex with men as a joke.
Yeah, exactly. All the time.
Like, you would literally be like, should I fuck this guy? I think it'd be really funny. And unfortunately, at the time, I was like, go for it.
And it was kind of funny.
It was hilarious. Yeah. I did not have the foresight to be like, maybe that's not, like, healthy or good for my bestie. Yeah. I was just like, yeah.
Like, yeah.
No, it would literally be like, if you don't fuck that guy, like, you aren't funny anymore.
Right.
And you'd be like, I'm going for it.
I don't know if I've ever told, I don't even want to get into the whole story, but I don't know if I've ever even mentioned on here that I did one time have sex with my insomnia cookie delivery driver.
We do need to get into it a little. That is change.
Now that is that changed.
You've changed since then.
Because for me, my life was before I did that and after I did that.
Yeah.
That's my, like, measure of time.
Yeah, like BFICD before fucking insomnia cookie delivery driver and AFAB. Exactly.
Yeah.
So Jules ordered cookies.
Not even, bro. Wait, our neighbor ordered cookies.
Oh, right.
Our neighbor ordered cookies, and I walked outside because I was going to pick up weed. This is my sophomore year of college.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to pick up weed. I see the insomnia cookie delivery driver. We start chatting because then my neighbor's not answering her doorbell. And he was like, he like weirdly asked me like, where are you going? And I was like, I'm going to pick up. And then I was going to pick up with my friend in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get in the car, and I, like, said to my friend, I was like, should I? Wouldn't it be so funny if I tried to? This is literally what I did when I was straight. I never was into men. I just hooked up with them because I thought it was funny. I literally said to her, I was like, bro, should I try to fuck that guy? That'd be so funny, right? That'd be so funny. And she was like, that would be so funny. Like, you have to do it. I was like, okay. So we picked up the weed, and then I ordered insomnia cookies,
mm-hmm.
which I could have gotten a different delivery driver, but I didn't. And right. It was him. And I answered the door with, like, a joint in my hand or my piece in my hand or whatever. And he was like, hey, I was hoping it was going to be you. And I was like, okay, whatever. Do you want a hit? He was like, yeah. And I was like, well, do you want to come in? And he was like, I really want to, but I can't. I literally think I said something like, do you want to come in and hook up?
Yeah, you were being, you would just be bold because it's like, it's almost like you didn't fear rejection with men because you were like, I don't fucking
I literally
care.
Didn't care, yeah. So I literally think I said to him, like, do you want to come in and hook up and smoke? And he was like, I want to so bad, but I'm literally on the clock right now. Like, here are your cookies. And I was like, ugh, boring. Bye. He leaves. 5 minutes later, he texts me, I'm coming back. He literally, like, called off the rest of his shift. And came back to hook up. And the reason that I know that he was still mid-shift is because he gave me 5 boxes of free cookies that other people had ordered.
Wait, how did he not get in? And he probably just did get in trouble for
it. He probably just got in trouble for it. I don't know if he got fired. Like, I don't think he got fired because...
Right, but we didn't exactly follow up.
But how would I know? Right, yeah, like, right. Maybe he still works for them today.
Right. Listen, if you are out there... Write in.
Please write in.
Please. In.
That's the only person in the world that I've hooked up with that I don't know their last name. Oh, that's not true. Never mind.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, there's only two. There's only 2 people in the world who I've hooked up with that I don't know their last names.
What about the guy on the dock?
There are 3 people in the world that I've hooked up with that I don't know their last names.
Oh my god.
Anyway, if we hooked up.
What about that guy that came in you without your consent?
I know his last name.
Oh, damn.
And I would say his name right now.
Yeah, for real.
Because
fuck
that's
that.
A fucking sexual assault.
Literally, fuck that.
And the worst part is there are 2 of them, so I don't even know which one you're talking about. I think,
right.
Yeah, the one you're talking about, and he lives in New York. Right. He's from New York. He's a fucking rich kid from the Upper West Side.
Love that for him.
I would say his name, but... I won't.
If this podcast takes off, we will share his Instagram on our story.
Yeah, literally. I'm gonna tag him.
Love it.
Anyway, you hooked up with him, didn't follow up, we weren't friends, whatever. And then my senior year, 2 years later, I'm hanging out at this, like, very random bonfire with literally the most random group of people in the entire world. Like, none of them were my friends. I don't even know why I was there. So we're sitting there, and someone's talking about, like, crazy stories. And they're like, bro, like, my friend worked at Insomnia for a couple years, and some girl, like, literally fucked him on the job. And I literally looked at that guy, and I was like, bro, that was me.
Oh my god, I didn't know that.
Yes! Yes! And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, that was me. I can't imagine somebody else did it. Unless you're literally talking about a different bitch. And he was like, wait, was his name Josh? I'll say his first name, because who fucking cares? Yeah. He definitely doesn't listen to this podcast. And I was like, yes! And he was like, oh my god, he tells that story all the time.
I think I still have his number. It's just Josh Insomnia.
That's what phone. Yeah, literally. I have Josh Insomnia in my phone as well. Should we call him in? Let's get him on the line.
Should we? No, that's so fucking crazy. That'd be really, really scary. What? My ex-boyfriend worked for Jimmy John's.
Oh, yeah.
And literally my favorite thing to do would be to order Jimmy John's, because he knew my door code, and not get out of bed and have him deliver it to me in bed. Honestly.
That's so nice.
It was the nicest perk, like, to having a partner.
That's so literally.
Oh my god.
Do they have Jimmy John's in the city?
It's in New Jersey. Oh. I've literally this me and this guy, my ex, we miss it so much once we moved here that, like, more than once we drove to New Jersey just to get Jimmy John's. Like, wait, I just realized I'm a car fucker. Like, everyone I date has cars in the city. That's... And, like, no one has cars in the city, but everyone I've dated has a car in the city. Since I've been here.
That's amazing.
I'm a car fucker.
As you should be.
Literally, Ted, on our first date, I told him I was using him for his motorized vehicles. Like, as a joke. But I was like, so it was this date, and we, like, got there, and I was like, just being flirty and stupid, I was like, any chance you have access to a boat? I'm really looking to get on a boat this summer. And he was like, haha, I don't, but I have a car. Does that count? And I was like, oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I was like, I actually was kind of hoping you had a car. And he was like, how? Like, what do you mean? I was like, I don't know, just from, like, your vibe, from your pic. Because I kind of was like, this guy definitely has, like, at least, like, a moped.
Yeah.
And he was like, thank you, I think. And I was like, not sure if it's a compliment. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Really interested in you and your car. And then how he got me to sleep over for the first night, because obviously we went and fucked.
Right, obviously.
And then he was like, listen, I can call you an Uber now. And I was like, don't call me an Uber. It'll be $1,000. We're in Brooklyn and I'm currently living in Washington Heights.
He said, my God, I forgot you were living in Washington Heights when you guys met.
Yeah. And then he was like, but if you want to sleep over, I'll drive you home in the morning. And I was like, sign me up.
Yeah.
Good night. Give me some sweatpants. I'm doing a quick face mask.
Of course.
I might have to tweeze a couple pubes.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm doing a full night routine.
I'm putting lotion on my feet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was like, good night. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. Got driven home in the morning. God, it was beautiful. That's and he's fantastic. Like, I hope I'll see you again. And to be honest, at the moment, I was like, no, you won't.
No, of course not.
Now we are dating. Of course. here's the secret. Here's the secret, gays.
Yeah.
Date someone with a car.
Bro, I can't even lie to you. Like, LD picking me up from the airport.
So hot.
Did something to me.
It's so hot. Drive me around.
Hooking up in the car.
Bro.
Bro, and it was so fun because we, like, didn't even take our clothes off because, like, we were... I can't express enough. Like, she doesn't have tinted windows. But she did have, like, a bunch of blankets in the back. So we just laid down the seats.
Oh my god, that's so cute.
And snuggled in the back as the sun was setting. The mountains around. It was actually truly insane. I'm going to put the picture that we took. It's just, like, of our clothed legs. And, but you can see, hole. Like, and whole, yeah. And
you see it. You post it. And the reflection is just your spread pussy lips. You're like, holy shit. You don't notice. Your family starts sending it to you, like, what is this? Oh, God.
No, but literally we kept our pants on. Like, it was literally just, like, a hand in the pants sort of situation.
Right.
Because there were a couple times where literally, like, someone else, like, a car would, like, drive by because we were, like, kind of off on this side street.
Mm-hmm.
And would see us. Would literally, like, look into the car, like, we'd make eye contact with them.
I want to quickly I want to paint a picture for our viewers really quickly. We are under the covers in my bed. This is why we can't record this podcast. This can't be a video podcast. We are under the covers in my bed right now.
That's why I said imagine if we got Jimmy John's delivery right now, because we're literally in
like,
bed.
Like, that's so ideal. I just wonder, like, can you write it and tell us, like, what you envision us looking like when we're doing this?
Because
like,
you're wrong.
Because, like, I feel like people are probably, like, picturing us, like, in a room with, like, cool funky lights. Yeah. And, like, a neon sign that says gay in there. Yeah. Like, we're literally just under the covers of my bed. We really gotta step up our production value.
Yeah. Jules, my pronouns are she, they, and imagine someone who took a laxative last night,
right,
and something bad is about to happen to her body.
Something really dark is about to happen.
Picture
to them.
That.
Yeah.
And that one's accurate.
Yeah, that one is just real.
Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them, or you could call me he. In, like, a hot and sexy, like, way. I look like how I want you to picture me is, like, think about the, like, gay best friend role in any, like, 2000s kind of, like, rom-com-esque movie and make it more problematic. Like, more, like, just gay stereotype, doesn't really have any thoughts or personality other than being, like, well, the first thing we need is a new outfit.
Okay, my last thing that I'm going to say about change is that I changed to a top this weekend in the way that...
Are you serious?
Well, no.
Okay.
Of course not. Of course not. Look at me. but also, yes, because I successfully, like, used the strap for an extended period of time.
You were topping with the strap?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
I know, for the first time. For the first time.
Oh my god. And
I
did it. My little girl's all grown up.
I know, and I did it multiple times.
Oh my god, did you love it?
Like, multiple days.
Did you love it?
Yeah. Yes. I did love it. It, like, I feel not good at
it. Yeah, it's not, you're not good the first time.
But yes, I did love it. It was so fun. I also received it, of course, and also, like, I am not someone who's ever liked the strap, like,
right, you're not really a penetration queen.
Yeah, like, I don't really, it's not really my thing. I just prefer something more organic, but but I had an amazing time. It was super fun, and also, we did role play for the first time in my life.
Wow.
And I feel a bit scammed into
it. Two of your biggest fears, honestly, literally role play and topping with the strap.
Exactly.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
LD, if you're listening, you're changing them.
I actually did some role play yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, but do you want to know what it was?
I'm so scared.
I literally was just like, can we do like masseuse role play? But I just wanted a massage. I was like, I need you to massage every inch of my body before you fuck
me. That is so funny.
And I knew it would work because Ted had told me that he's, like, been into, like, he's, like, watched massage porn before and, like, thought it was hot. And it worked. I got a full body massage and, honestly, it was the best massage he's ever given me.
Are you serious?
It was so good.
Did he use, like, lotion or oil?
Yep, lotion. And then he kept, like, kind of, like, inching near me, but I kept being like, like, not done with the massage. I was like, do you know what would really turn me on? A full body massage. And to be honest, I came harder than I ever have in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, think about it. Every inch of my body was like worked out, relaxed, yeah, like taken care of.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, no, it worked because then I was like totally relaxed and actually in the mood to fuck. Because like all of my muscles, I was like, I love that you like got your fingies into every inch of me.
Yeah.
And really made all my muscles relax before you made them contract.
Totally.
In a crazy orgasm.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
So life hack, if you really want a good massage.
You wish.
Just offer sex at the end. I think it's time to read some of the amazing questions our viewers sent in.
Yes, yes. And also just remember, you can send in questions to @GayThayPodcast.
Yes, GayThayPod, I think.
Wait, what is that?
We don't know.
We really don't know.
You don't know.
Snake legend.
And it also. Gay They Podcast.
Okay, so at Gay They Podcast on Instagram, you can DM us and submit yourself for either Slut of the Week.
Or just ask us something.
Yeah.
Slut of the Week. Let's define what a slut is, because we have some new viewers, and they're all asking, like, what is a slut?
Right.
Because I need to be so abundantly clear. A slut has nothing to do with what your sexual acts are.
No.
Your sluttiness is a state of mind.
It's a mindset. It's action-based, but that doesn't mean it's sex-based.
It is. Yeah, no. It is. Being a slut is just realizing your potential and acting on it.
100%.
Is accepting your deepest desires and waving them around in a little miniskirt, potentially.
Yes. Like, you don't need to own a miniskirt.
No.
But you need to
the
act
metaphor of
like
a
you're
miniskirt.
Wearing a miniskirt.
You need to act as if you are wearing a miniskirt that is so short that your labia is hanging out.
Yes.
Your labia.
That doesn't mean that you need to be walking around even physically shaking your ass. It really is metaphorically.
It is metaphorically. It can be in the eyes.
Yeah.
Your pussy lips can be in your eyes.
In the raise of an eyebrow.
It can be in a tipping 40% at a restaurant.
That's slutty. That's so slutty.
There's nothing sluttier than someone way over tipping after almost not talking to you for their entire meal.
Yeah.
That's the horniest, sluttiest little scumbag.
If you receive the worst service of your life from a server and then you tip 40%,
that's slutty. That's slutty. Sluttiness can be you going into your favorite clothing store and getting about 30 things to try on, and then after you put them all back on the hangers and then put them all back in the store and buy none of them and leave because you never had the money to do it in the first place, but you're not about to inconvenience the staff, but you still wanted to do it because you're a little slut.
Yeah.
That's a slut.
That's so slutty.
It also can be about you getting fucked in a cornfield. We've gotten those before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it can also be literal sluttiness. Slut. Yeah.
But it can be about you going to therapy and having an amazing discovery and then applying that discovery to your life.
Yeah, it can be about breaking down emotional walls.
Here is one of our questions from a listener. Hey, how can you tell if someone's gay or not? These days, I've been running into an alarming number of straight girls who have choppy lobs, wear wide-legged pants, and Doc Martin loafers!
Oof,
the Jesus. Loafers, Jesus. It is getting truly impossible to tell if someone is artsy or gay, and for someone stuck in a place with an already V-small queer community, it's getting really hard to bear. Please help.
Oh, God.
That's a great question.
The trendiness of looking gay.
God.
It's a pandemic.
It is. That's the real pandemic. Listen, here's what I have to say, and this is probably terrible advice, but we have never once promised to give you good advice.
No, we've promised to give you bad advice.
This, never once have I said, you should take this advice, you should do this, and things could work out well. This is probably terrible advice. I say, always assume they're gay.
Straight women literally...
Like, maybe I'm not straight. And it's like, girl, just admit you're straight. It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being straight.
There's a couple things wrong with being straight. But, like, literally, no, there's nothing wrong with being straight, fine. It's a personality flaw, yes.
It is a flaw of your personality, but what? You can't fix it. Listen, yeah. I'm needy and annoying.
That's just your personality. Yeah. Exactly. So, here's my thing. Yes, and also, what, you think straight girls aren't gonna fucking love you giving them any sort of, like, attention that you could be potentially attracted to them? Do I want you to give straight women attention? No.
No. But might you have to kiss a couple frogs to find your prince?
Yeah.
Possibly. Yeah.
So, here's what I think you should do. You know.
Do you have to eat out a couple straight girls in order to have the best orgasm of your life? Maybe.
God, that just sounds unbearable, but yeah. You don't need to eat them out, but you do need to... possibly talk to them for more than 3 minutes, which that sucks too, you know?
Right, that's actually worse
than fingering them. Fingering them, at least maybe that could be pleasurable for you. Also, talking to a straight woman, that could make you just absolutely actively lose brain cells.
Right.
So go up, talk to her, okay? Get a sense. What I think we need is to curate maybe like 2 to 3 questions that are not so obviously like, are you gay? But could...
I'm on the train of, are you gay? But we can have different opinions here. What's your advice? My advice is go up and be like, hi, you seem like an absolute gay person. Are you gay?
You could, like...
Right, the straights are onto everything.
Straights are using the word partner. They're using the word, like...
They downloaded TikTok and they know too much now.
That's exactly...
They know too much.
So literally, maybe what you need to do is go up and say, hey, are you gay?
What would you think about a clitoris in your mouth?
Yeah, and maybe not even in, like, a I want to fuck you way. Like, okay, maybe this is how you could not feel rejected if you ask a straight person and they say, like, no, I'm straight. Like, you could go up and be like, hey, like, trying to make more gay friends. Or, hey, like, I don't know. Like, you don't have to go up and ask someone if they're gay in a way that, like, I want to fuck you right now.
To be honest, it has always worked for me. Like, I will just start flirting with someone, and if they're like, oh, yeah, I'm straight, I'll be like, whoa, what? I had no idea. I did not think that.
Yeah.
It has always worked for me.
And then be like, never mind.
Yeah, literally. I did that to a girl once. She came out as bi later. I was like, see, someone just needed to assume that you were gay in order for you to realize you could be gay.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, maybe we can curate. Maybe we can think of some questions. Like, okay, so say you have a coworker, and they're like, oh yes, like me and my partner like had this amazing dinner last night. Maybe you'd be like, oh my gosh, okay, when after meeting your partner did you guys move in together? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. You say like, with your partner, like, do you feel like you two connect on like an emotional level, or like you kind of feel like your needs aren't getting met?
Right.
Or you could be like, oh, like,
that's really good workplace talk.
Yeah,
really good. Exactly. Coworker combo.
You could be like, how often do you feel like you orgasm when you have sex with your partner?
Right. That's a quick and easy way to find out that. Yeah. But that's only if they have a partner. What if they don't have a partner?
If they don't have a partner, you could be like, okay.
Last date you went on.
Last date you went on. Was how long did it last?
Or
oh my god, a fucking bowling alley.
Was it at a bowling alley? Have you ever been on a date to a bowling alley? And how long ago was it? And the person you went on a date with to a bowling alley, like, how did it go?
Would you say someone has offered to take you on a mini golf date in the past, I don't know, five years?
Right.
And did you have fun?
And how did it go?
Would a lesbian... Seriously, other serious question. Would a queer person ever ask someone to go on a fucking bowling alley date? And if your answer is yes, and you're the person that would offer to take someone on a bowling alley first date...
Stop it.
Stop it. Something's wrong with you.
Stop it.
That is straight compulsive culture. That is compulsive heterosexuality.
That is. That is compulsive heterosexuality. And also, I think it's really harmful to the straight community.
Yeah.
Let
them have that.
They have bowling alleys and mini golf.
Let them feel comfortable being heterosexual in a bowling alley. They're going to feel very judged if they walk in and see queer people
and
there.
Cool, hot, queer people, like, no, what, that's not kissing fair
to
each other?
That's not fair to them.
Connecting emotionally?
Let them go in
talking
there.
Talking about their childhood?
Yes.
No.
Let the straight people go into the bowling alley and make, like, very, like, dumb, not funny names up on their little bowling thing. And let them, you know, go, like, woo, like, that was so good. And, like, let the girls go, like, ah!
Oh, my God.
Every time they get, like, a gutter ball. Like,
they're like, shoot.
Let them have that.
Let the guy not bowl as well as he thought he would and then get kind of mad and just kind of stop talking to the girl. But then every time she asks what's wrong, he says, nothing, babe, nothing.
And then let him ask for a hand job in the parking lot. Let straight people have that.
Let straight people have that. They deserve it.
So to answer your question... Just fucking ask. I don't
know. Just pretend they're gay.
Guys, we need to wrap this up. Thank you for coming back. Another reminder, please keep sharing these episodes.
Download them.
Rate us 5 stars. Leave a comment if that's something that seems like possible on your end on Spotify.
We are not sure what's happening with the comments.
If buddy asks me why I'm smiling up from ear to ear, but I know.
Song is this?
Why do I know it? Oh, it's so much fun. Honey, when you put me first, baby, it's you. You're the one I love. You're the one I need. You're the only one I see. Come on, baby, it's you. You're the one that gets you all. You're the one I can always call. And everything stops. Finally, you put my love on top.
Listening. Okay, Gay and They is a Fruit House production. Please share these episodes, download them, and rate us 5 stars. Love you guys.